Our guest at the cafe this morning is Francis Dalby, and Francis is the outreach specialist for Hunt Regional Healthcare. Francis, good morning.
Good morning.
So we're approaching that time. Of course, we're into the holiday season, and part of the holiday season is New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, the move over to a new year, and I think a lot of people are looking forward to that, Francis.
We are, aren't we? I know I am.
Yeah, get this one out of here and start a new one. But with that goes a lot of times resolutions.
Yes, we all are thinking about a new year and a new you. And, you know, a lot of people make resolutions and some people don't necessarily call them that, but we all try to focus on a new year and what we want to do differently. And, you know, a lot of people, we think we're going to flip the calendar to January 1st and it's going to be perfect, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that takes a lot of planning. And I think you know me, I'm a planner. This year, we haven't been able to do that as well as we would like. But, you know, as we're looking at 2021, we all want to be there. Let's plan for 2021 and let's plan to be better selves.
And we're going to talk about some resources that Hunt Regional has that will help with that. But I think it makes a lot of sense to start new things with the new year. For one thing, it's very hard to make changes once the holidays arrive, and because you're occupied with all that goes with that. And then a new year comes and the holidays are behind you. So it makes a lot of sense to pick that time to try some new things. But Francis sent me a link to a page called Diet and Exercise with Hunt Regional Healthcare. And Hunt Regional has a lot of, on that webpage, a lot of resources there, I think, that people may or may not be aware of. But
at huntregional.org, there's a tab that's wellness resources. And, I mean, there is a plethora of information from diseases. But one of the tabs under wellness resources is diet and exercise. And a lot of people are thinking about that for the new year. A lot of us have gotten out of healthy habits with our, what we've been in 2020.
Yeah.
Not as active as we want to be,
for sure.
Not going as much. And so maybe we need to refocus. And with that refocus for 2021, we need a plan. And this gives us a lot of good ideas about burning calories and healthy recipes. And like I said, for January 1st, when we flip that calendar, we need to be prepared. So it may mean cleaning out our cupboards with what we've purchased in 2020,
yeah.
Maybe cleaning off of the exercise equipment that we have at home if we're not comfortable going to the gym. Lots of different things that we may need to take a look at for 2021 that, again, we need to plan to do better.
We're talking with Francis Dalby, and Francis is the outreach specialist with Hunt Regional Healthcare. So it's the wellness resources link on the main page that you go to, and there's a lot of different things connected to that, and we'll talk about some of those maybe in the future. But the one we're looking at in particular right now is diet and exercise, which is the thing that a lot of people promise to themselves that they will do better when a new year comes.
Going back to habits and diet and exercise and those kinds of things, I did a little research about making habits stick. And, you know, they say about 30 days is what it takes to make a habit stick. So,
mm-hmm.
Again, January 1st, you flip that calendar. January 2nd, maybe you don't do as well. But stay with it. Stay with it 30 days, folks. It's going to take 30 days. Make it a daily habit. Start simple. Remind yourself that, you know, it's not going to be perfect on day two or day three. One thing that I'm considering, I've been talking with a friend about getting a buddy.
Yeah.
Making yourself accountable to someone else.
Yeah.
Realizing what your triggers are. Some of us have things in our lives that we recognize, I had a bad day and I'm going to go home and sit with a tub of ice cream.
Yeah.
I've done it. That's why I don't keep ice cream in the house.
Well, that's right. I mean, that's the first, that's the first step. So what you're talking about, there is a section here called exercise and fitness. And they have a link there for getting started, and then they have a link for staying with it.
Exactly.
So there's some information here on that very specific thing.
Yeah. And don't expect to be perfect on January 2nd or January 3rd, but stay with it. Stay consistent.
So again, you go to the wellness resources link on the Hunt Regional Healthcare webpage, and then from there, there's this diet and exercise thing, and there must be 50 different items here, 50 different links to give you some help. So that's a good place to start, Frances.
Absolutely.
If you're thinking about making some changes come the new year.
And maybe some of those are healthy recipes. We all have our go-tos.
Yes.
I think there's a lasagna recipe on there. I love Italian food and the pastas. And maybe we make some changes in our diets that are healthier so that we can have some of those favorites.
Right.
Just
little
changes.
Right. There's several under healthy recipes that would be good to look at. Frances, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again over Zoom this morning.
Thank you.
Frances Dalby is the outreach specialist with Hunt Regional Healthcare, and you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETO.